either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئاتنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن الله تبارك وتعالى يا ابن آدم إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك ولا أبالي يا ابن آدم إنك لو أتيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا ثم لقيتني ولم تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam and our respected sisters also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us in that Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq and the hidayat and the ability to come closer to his deen. Once Nabi Dawud alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala that Ya Rabbi kayfa ashkuruka wa shukri laka ni'ma, that O my Rabb, O my Allah, how can I show my gratitude and make shukr of you when the fact that you have enabled me to make shukr is in itself a bounty. So I have to make shukr for the fact that you gave me the ability to make shukr. So he asked Allah Ta'ala that how then am I going to express my gratitude to you? So Allah Ta'ala replied to Dawud alayhi salam that once you have reached the stage that you have realized that even showing gratitude to me, even showing gratitude to me is beyond you, then to some extent you have appreciated my bounties upon you. Al-an shakartani. O Dawud, now you have shown me gratitude. So Allah gave us the ability, Allah gave us the tawfiq, Allah gave us the hidayat, Allah selected and chose each and every one of us and brought us to his house. This is no kamal, this is no achievement, this is no indication of our abilities. It is Allah's qasam only and only Allah's favor upon us. And yet despite this, at the end of this gathering, Allah Ta'ala deputes an angel to make a declaration and an announcement that قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ, قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. Let's stand up now in such a condition that all your sins have been forgiven. And not only has your Allah forgiven you, قَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, your evil deeds have been changed into good deeds. Because there is no shortage in the treasures of Allah. Allah is that Zat and that being that is free from ta'athur. When a human being's feelings are hurt, ask him for forgiveness. Outwardly he may forgive you, but the remnants and the ugly mark and the blemish of the wrong that you did to him remains in his heart. So there is an element of reservation behind his forgiveness. Allah's Zat and being is free from ta'athur. Allah does not take any such effect. No matter who it may be, no matter what you may have done, youngster is sitting outside the Hujra Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he is crying bitterly. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seeing this, gets affected to the extent that when he comes in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him that, oh Umar, what has disturbed you like this? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bilbab ghulam qad ahraqa fu'adi buka'uhu. That at the entrance of your hujra is a youngster whose incessant tears and crying has caused my heart to burn with pain for him. But he is unable to muster up the courage to come in your presence. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs that the youngster should be brought into his presence. And he asks him, Ma yubki kya shab? Oh youngster, what is causing you to cry like this? The youngster replies that the excessive sinning, the excessive disobedience of Allah, which I have carried out, has caused me to cry, أَبْكَتْنِي ذُنُوبٌ كَثِيرًا وَخِفْتُ مِنْ جَبَّارٍ غَضْبَانُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And I fear that Allah Ta'ala may be angry with me. And when this is my position, what am I going to do? But we are not speaking of ordinary mercy. We are speaking of that Zat and that being whose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that dakhala rajulun al-jannah ma amila khayran qattu. That an individual whose entire life, the entire period of his existence of this on this earth was spent in such a way that with stress, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this person did not in his entire life do one single good deed, nothing. He went with an empty book, empty sheet, ma amila khayran qattu, never, not one good deed. When his death came near, قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِ حِينَ حَذَرَهُ الْوَفَاتِ إِذَا أَنَا مِتُّ. He said to his family, as death approached, that when I die, أَحْرِقُونِي بِالنَّارِ, burn my body, cremate me, gather the ashes, crumple it, throw half over the seas, and throw half over the land. Let my ashes be dispersed throughout the earth. فَلَمَّا مَاتَ فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ. When he passed away, his family carried out his bequest. They burnt his body, cremated him, crumpled up the ashes and threw it over the land and over the seas. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السِّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Allah says, on that day, we will wrap up the heavens. Allah is that being, وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. The earth is in the qabza, is in the palm of Allah. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. And the seven heavens are wrapped up in the right hand of Allah. His knowledge encompasses every atom, every cell, every zarra, every tiny particle of this entire universe. A cow is slaughtered in Surrey Estate, the local butcher. The skin of that cow goes to a factory, a processing plant, a tannery. Thereafter, it becomes the shoe of someone, becomes the handbag of another lady, is used for various different items, for purses. The shoe which you wore 1 year ago, not 10 years ago, 1 year ago, where is it today? Got no idea. The handbag which you used 10 years ago, forget about asking about it. Then the meat is distributed, 500 people eat from the one cow. It becomes part of the liver of someone, part of the heart of someone, part of the kidney of someone, part of the toes of someone, part of the feet of someone. Few people migrate. Economical situation in South Africa not very good. Political situation unstable. Let's migrate to Australia. Or let's run away to America. As if the Allah that's in America and Australia is different from the Allah that is here. Then those people pass away in that country. And few of the 500 migrated from Cape Town, went away to Durban and Johannesburg. And all these people are buried. And after they are buried, the insects of the grave start eating up their bodies. That portion which formed the kidney of someone from that cow is eaten up by one insect or several thousand insects. And then those insects are eaten up by other insects. Till that one cow that was slaughtered on that one Thursday in the month of March, in Surrey Estate, in February, or in the month of March of the year 2001, has now become scattered into millions and billions of tiny particles throughout the entire universe. كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُهُ. On the Day of Judgment, on one amrikun from Allah, on one order that be from Allah, that zat and that being, ulama say, amruhu bain al kafi wa noon, not even necessary to say kun also. His affair is between the kaf and the noon. Allah's irada is wujud, Allah's intention is existence. On one order from Allah, the millions and billions of tiny particles of this cow, in a split second, وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid, nay, faster. Faster than the blinking of an eyelid, this cow will be resurrected and brought to stand in its original form. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. One ayat of the Quran, its revelation was accompanied by 40,000 malaika. Allah declares, by Allah are the keys to the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. No one knows of these things besides Allah. Everything on the earth, everything in the land, every green thing, every fresh thing, every dry thing, every withered thing, the number of leaves on the trees throughout the earth, the number of rain droplets falling from the heavens, the number of grains of sand on this earth, the number of grains hidden within the oceans, millions and billions of tiny, tiny particles. يَسْمَعُ دَبِيبَ النَّمْلَةِ السَّوْدَى فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الظَّلْمَى عَلَى الصَّخْرَةِ السَّمَّى. So complete his knowledge is, in one riwayat it comes, that a tiny black ant
a tiny black ant on a night of pitch darkness is walking on a rock that is completely black, Allah Ta'ala is listening to the pitter, the sound of the legs of that ant striking that rock, and Allah Ta'ala hears the heartbeat of that ant. Absolutely nothing hidden. So complete his knowledge is that Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. There is no mubalagha, no exaggeration in the Quran, in the kalam of Allah. Allah says, Allah knows everything. Everything. Whatever thought passed through your mind, in the dead of the night when you planned his disobedience, when you hid from the whole of society, and your cunning was such that you got away. Understand that there is one Zat and one being from whom no one gets away. No one gets away. Habib bin Umair is locked up in a cell, taken prisoner by a Roman king. They understood that the power of this ummah and the power of the Muslims did not lie in their weaponry or in their numbers or in their means. Their power lay in the fact that Allah is with them. Allah is with them. And when is Allah with them? When they are on the obedience of Allah. When they are on the obedience of Allah. Inni idha uti'tu raditu wa idha raditu baraktu. وَلَيْسَ لِبَرَكَةِ نِهَايَةً. Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, when I am obeyed, I become happy. And when I become happy, I send down barakah, blessings upon you. And there is no limit to my blessings. There is no limit to my blessings. Ya Ibadi, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وحيكم وميتكم ورطبكم ويابسكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني. O my slaves, if the first and the last and the rich and the poor and the black and the white and the green and the yellow and the fresh and the withered of you, of every insan and every jinnat from the beginning till Qiyamah, presently, approximately 6 billion insan on this earth, Allah says, let all of them that ever traversed or ever put foot on the surface of this earth, let all of them gather on one plane, and all of you have to start asking from Allah at one time. Let a person speak to you. You will understand him. Let two people speak at the same time. Possibly you may understand. Let three people speak at the same time, finished. You will not be able to comprehend what each one is saying. Make it more complex. Let them start speaking in different languages. Now it is impossible. Millions and billions of insan and jinnat all speak at one time. Someone in English, someone in French, someone in Zulu, someone in Khoza, someone in Telugu, someone in Spanish, someone in Italian, someone in the hundreds and thousands of different languages and different dialects that exist throughout this earth. All at one time. Someone loudly, someone softly, someone whispering, someone shouting. يَسْمَعُ وَذِيجَهَا بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهَا وَلَهْجَاتِهَا. Allah will listen to each one individually at the same time. Allah will distinguish between the nuance, the inflection, the variation of the tone and accent of each one. لَا تُغَلِّطُهُ كَثْرَةُ الْمَسَائِلِ. The excessive and exuberant asking of millions and billions will not confuse Allah as to what each one wants. فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسْأَلَةَ. And then Allah says, if I had to grant each one whatever he asked, his heart's desire, and beyond that, مَا نَقَّسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِسُ الْمِخْيَطِ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرِ. This will not diminish from the treasures of Allah. This will not diminish from the treasures of Allah. Not that much as if you were to take a pin and poke it into the ocean and lift it up. How much that pin has diminished from the ocean of water, not that much will the fulfillment of the desires of every insan and every jinnat diminish from the treasures of one Allah. Laysa li barakati nihaya, there is no limit to my blessing. Wa inni idha usitu ghadibtu wa idha ghadibtu la'antu. وَإِنَّ اللَّعْنَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَ مِنَ السِّنِينَ. And Allah says, when I am disobeyed, when I am disobeyed, then I become angry. And Allah doesn't just become angry, Allah becomes angry when one perseveres in his disobedience. وَإِذَا غَضِبْتُ لَعَنْتُ. When I become angry, then I send down my curses. Understand, my respected brothers and sisters. Our hearts and our minds and our actions are not affected by such warnings and declarations of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because the conviction of the azmat and the greatness and the kibriyai of Allah has not entered this heart. You will obey the laws of a government if you understand the power of that government. You will obey and abide by the rules of an institution if you have appreciated the power behind that institution. We can go on shouting from now till Qiyamah that success of the entire mankind lies in deen, lies in the obedience of the orders of Allah. But until this mankind and until we ourselves have not appreciated and understood who Allah is, till that time that shout will remain an empty slogan. This is why throughout the earth today we can see the plight and the condition facing the Muslims. Because this Muslim and this follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this individual who has declared La ilaha illallah, that the absolute sovereign, the absolute power, the absolute authority on this earth is only Allah, that individual has not appreciated and has not understood who Allah is. He hasn't understood the power of Allah. He hasn't understood the greatness of Allah. What he has understood is the power and the greatness of governments, the power and the greatness of technology, the power and the greatness of science, the power and the greatness of wealth, the power and the greatness of the creation of Allah. But he has not understood who Allah is. And these two entities, dunya, ma siwallah, the ghair of Allah, and Allah, will not come together in one heart. Ma ja'alallahu li rajulin min qalbayni fi jawfi. Allah has not given anyone two hearts, you have one heart. Either that heart will be filled with the greatness of the creation of Allah. The four basic elements, earth, wind, fire and water. These four basic elements the understanding and the conviction of the power that is found in these four basic elements, and what can be derived from it is science. And the one who has this knowledge and believes in this knowledge and makes effort on this knowledge is a scientist, or is a dunyadar, a person of this dunya. And Iman and Islam and the hidden Nizam and system of Allah, which Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and before him every Nabi of Allah came with, that hidden Nizam and system of Allah is Iman and Islam. And the one who has understood and appreciated and is convinced of the power of Iman and Islam is a mu'min. The one whose conviction and gaze and attention is on the four basic elements, on science, on technology, on wealth, on makhluk, that is a dunyadar or a scientist, he is not a mu'min. Some element of Iman may be there. Some element of Islam may be there. But Allah says, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Part acceptance of Islam and Iman is not sufficient. Come completely into Islam. What appeals to you and what doesn't appeal to you? What you perceive to be your benefit and what you perceive according to your minimal understanding to be your harm does not matter. Your code of conduct is the law of Allah, complete, not the adulterated and distorted version of Islam that we present today. Like the example one alim gives, humorous example, but it aptly explains what we have done to Islam today to this extent that the recognition of true Islam is no more there. Like one person, his pants was too long. He wanted to shorten it. So he went to his wife. He said, please make my pants a little bit shorter. It's too long. She said, can't you see I'm busy? I've got no time for that now. Go and ask your mother to do it. So he goes to his mother and says, oh my mother, please do me this favor, shorten my pants for me. She says, I fed you and I brought you up. What did I get you married for? That now you're coming and asking me to do it. Go ask your wife to do it. So having failed on both fronts, he goes to his sister. He says, oh, my sister, shorten my pants for me. She also replies like the mother, what have you got a wife for? Having failed, he gives up, takes his pants out, hangs it, puts his lungi on and goes to sleep. The wife's conscience pricks her. So she goes, takes the pants down, cuts off a few inches. Then the mother's conscience pricks her. And she goes and cuts off a few more inches. Then the sister's conscience pricks her. And she goes and cuts off a few more inches. So when he wakes up, instead of a long pants, he's got a short pants now. In other words, no recognition of the ideal has remained. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Are you going to believe in a portion of the book, in the portion of deen, and reject the rest? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. Allah says the return and the recompense for that The punishment for that is that in this world we will disgrace you. In this world, not the superpowers, not your lack of numbers or armies or governments or technology or science or educational institutions. The only absolute principle that exists and law that governs this whole universe is the law of Allah. And Allah says that when this recites, and he will choose of deen what appeals to him, and on the basis of his logic reject the rest, Allah says, we will disgrace you. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. And in Qiyamah, you will be returned to a dreadful punishment. Easy to sit on this minbar, and easy to chant and shout slogans and arrange marches, and pick up big flags, and shout that the solution to the problems that is facing mankind lies in Islam. Let us go and shout out to the world and tell them, Islam is the solution. Islam is going to take you out of the filth of your society. Islam is going to solve all your problems. Raise the flag of Islam. Become the warriors of Islam. That warrior of Islam who wants to raise the flag and march and chant, that same warrior at the time of Fajr Azan can't lift the 50-ounce blanket off him. What flag of Islam is he going to raise? What Islam is he inviting to? What solution is he talking about when he himself is not convinced of it? When in his dressing, and in his home, and in his livelihood, and in his children, and in his business, and in his education, there is no Islam. There is no resemblance to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Like in America, there was an Islamic conference, and the refreshments were served by young teenage, not fairy tale, this is last year this took place. Young teenage girls dressed in tight-fitting jeans and tight-fitting t-shirts which left nothing to the imagination. And the slogan was written on the t-shirt that if you think that I am hot, then the fire of hell is hotter. A total and complete mockery of Islam. We haven't understood what is Islam and Iman. And Allah promises that if my disobedience takes place openly, then my curses will descend. And like there is no limit, there is no limit to the blessings of Allah. In the same way, understand, وَإِنَّ اللَّانَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَ مِنَ السِّنِينَ. My curses will reach 7 generations. It will afflict 7 generations. How long does it take? How long did it take for cities upon cities, for thousands upon thousands who were walking on the surface of this earth, who were planning and aspiring and thinking of their future on this earth, who were slaving after this temporary life, how long did it take for those buildings which took years to erect to be smashed to this earth? 45 seconds. 45 seconds and cities were wiped out. And still we haven't taken the lesson. Still we are impressed by technology and science and the rules and the laws of man and makhluk. Jisne apne taluk Allah ke saath sahi kiya, Allah uske taluk sare makhluk ke saath sahi karenge. The one who has corrected his relationship with Allah, The one who is a mu'min, Allah will correct his relationship with the entire creation. Wa Abi Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qal an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal Allah, ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana, malikul muluk wa malikul muluk, qulubul muluk fi yadi, innal ibada idha ata'uni, حولت قلوب ملوكهم عليهم بالرأفة والرحمة. Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says, I am Allah, ana Allah. La ilaha illa ana, there is no one besides me. No one is worthy of your obedience besides me. Do not subserve yourself to anybody besides me. Do not bow down your head in submission to anyone besides me. أحق من ذكر أحق من عبد أنصر من ابتغي أرأف من ملك أجود من سئل أوسع من أعطى. Worthy of remembrance is only you, Allah. Worthy of worship is only you, Allah. The giver of help is only you, Allah. Generosity is only from Allah. أكبر من كل كبير أعز من كل عزيز أعظم من كل عظيم أجل من كل جليل. Greater than anything else that possesses greatness. More glorious than anything else with glory. More respectful than anything else with respect. More powerful than anything else with power. La ilaha illa ana. There is only me, only Allah. How many times again and again Allah repeats this in the Quran? Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. He is Allah. There is no one besides Allah. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور الغفار الوهاب الرزاق ذو القوة المتين النَّافِعُ الضَّار. No time to go into the sifat of Allah. It is only Allah. Benefit from Allah, harm from Allah, prosperity from Allah, wealth from Allah, sickness from Allah, health from Allah, poverty from Allah, advance from Allah, decline from Allah, downtroddenness from Allah, humility from Allah, greatness from Allah, only Allah. لَا مَانِيَ لِمَا أَعْتَيْتْ وَلَا مُعْتِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتْ. What he wants to give, no one can withhold. What he wants to withhold, no one can give. When he wants to harm, no one can benefit. When he wants to benefit, no one can harm. Hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Shahid Allahu annahu la ilaha illa hu. Rabbul mashriqi wal maghribi la ilaha illa hu. Rabbul mashriqaini wa rabbul maghribain. East, west, south, south, north, any direction. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Turn in any direction and it is only Allah. الْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومُ. Living, controller of everything. حَيٌّ قَبْلَ كُلِّ حَيٍّ. حَيٌّ بَعْدَ كُلِّ حَيٍّ. حَيٌّ فَوْقَ كُلِّ حَيٍّ. حَيٌّ يُمِيتُ كُلَّ حَيٍّ. حَيٌّ لَا يُشْبِهُهُ حَيٍّ. Living before every living, living after every living, living above every living, living he will give death to every living, living there is nothing living that is like Allah. Ana Allah, la ilaha illa ana. It is only me, I am Allah, there is none besides me, none besides me. Every other allegiance, every other bond, every other link, every other subservience is temporary, it will break. كل من عليها فان. Everything is temporary. مالك الملوك ومالك الملوك. I am the owner of your kings. I am the owner of your government. I am the owner of your economies. I am the owner of your technology. It is in my control. The hearts of your rulers are in my control. When my slaves will obey me, when they will come onto my deen, I will turn the hearts of their governments and their rulers towards them with mercy and kindness. Conditions will be brought in their favor. وَإِنَّ الْعِبَادَ إِذَا عَصَوْنِي And when my slaves will come onto my disobedience, حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَ مُلُوكِهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالسَّخَطِ وَالنِّقْمَةِ Allah says, I will turn those rulers, I will turn those governments, I will turn those masses, I will turn those hearts against you with anger and with hatred. فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ Then they will slaughter you. They will trample upon you. They will kick you from pillar to post. They will walk all over you. فَلَا تُشْغِلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ At that time, don't waste your time. Don't waste your energies by cursing them. This superpower is like this, and that superpower is like that, and this one is like this, and that law is going to affect me at parliamentary level, and this decision is going to affect me. Don't waste your time. وَلَكِنْ اِشْغُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالتَّضَرُّعِ But engage yourself in coming back to my deen, in my remembrance, in humbling yourself before me. كَيْ أَكْفِيَكُمْ شَرَّ مُلُوكِكُمْ Because then I, Allah, will become sufficient for you. I will protect you from their evil. I will become the obstacle and the barrier between you and them. This iman, every Nabi of Allah came to teach his ummah, that the only relationship and the only link And the only bond is the one between the slave and his Allah. If that is corrected, then he has no other fear. He has nothing else to worry about. مَنْ كَانَ هَمُّهُ هَمَّا وَاحِدًا هَمَّ آخِرَتِهِ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ هَمَّ دُنْيَا The one whose fikr, whose concern, whose cry, whose pain, whose motivation, whose worry is one, the worry of akhirat, the worry of deen, the worry, am I on what my Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want from me? كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ هَمَّ دُنْيَا Allah will become sufficient for all His other worries. Allah is sufficient for Him. يا ابن آدم لا تخاف ذا سلطان ما دام سلطاني باقي O insan, O my banda, O my slave, do not fear the government. Do not fear economies. Do not fear armies and technologies. As long as my sultanate and as long as my sovereign and as long as my law and as long as my rule prevails. يا ابن آدم لا تخاف ضيق الرزق مَا دَامَتْ خَزَائِنِي مَلْعَى وَخَزَائِنِي لَا تَنْفَدْ أَبَدَى O insan, O my banda, O my slave, do not fear that if you are obedient to me, that if you serve my deen, that your risk and your sustenance will run short. Do not worry who is going to run my business, who is going to see that the standards that I have put in place are maintained. Do not fear shortage of sustenance. Abu Sufyan was told, Ya Aba Sufyan, جئتكم بخير الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة. I have brought that deen. Nabi Abbasullah, abandon the system of Allah. We have abandoned the system of Allah. This is why we are paying for that abandonment. إِنِّي خَلَقْتُكَ لِلْعِبَادَةِ فَلَا تَلْعَبْ. I created you for my deen. I created you to serve me. So do not play in this world. Do not amuse yourself with the temporary things of this world that they have amassed and amassed and amassed till all their needs are met and still they are chasing. إِنِّي خَلَقْتُكَ لِلْعِبَادَةِ فَلَا تَلْعَبْ وَقَسَمْتُ لَكَ رِزْقَكَ فَلَا تَتْعَبْ. And I have decreed and apportioned your risk and your sustenance, so do not tire yourself in the pursuit of risk. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah says, I am your Raziq. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. How many ayats of the Quran? وَكَأَيِّم مِّن دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Again and again, Allah is saying, I am sustaining you. It's not your efforts, not your shops, not your jobs, not your employment, not your labors. It is the system of Allah. Your risk has been apportioned. Do not make that your object. Do not make that your object. فَإِن رَضِيْتَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُ لَكْ أَرَحْتُ قَلْبَكَ وَبَدَنَكْ وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَحْمُودًا. If you will be content with that which I have apportioned for you, and you will make my deen and my service and my worship and the day and night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you will make that your object, I will give you rahat and peace in your heart and in your body. You will be praised in the heavens and you will be praised on this earth. وَإِن لَمْ تَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُ لَكْ. And what rahat and what contentment and what peace Allah gave them when they made akhirat their object. Such itminan, such contentment Allah gave them, such reliance and trust on Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatches sahaba out in ibadah of Allah. One sahabi, Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgets to give him his provisions. The sahabi does not complain to anyone. He doesn't mention to anyone, I don't have my sustenance. Time of drought. There was nothing in the home. Yet the object and the goal had become akhirat, had become the deen of Allah. So he proceeds like this in the path of Allah. That, oh my Allah, with food and without food, you are the sustainer. Make your dhikr my sustenance. Make your dhikr my sustenance. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Saying this, he goes in the path of Allah. Jibreel is sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informing him that Hudayr was not given his provisions. Sahabi is prepared that pursue that jamaat. Find Hudayr and give him these provisions. As you approach him, listen to what he is saying. When you hand it over to him, listen to what he says and report back. The Sahabi goes behind the Jamaat, catches up with them a few days later. Hudayr, as he approaches him, he can hear him saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. He comes up to him, presents the provisions and says that Jibreel was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform him that you had not been given your provisions. Hudayr is delighted. Immediately he turns to Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi dhakarani fawqa arshihi wa fawqa sab'i samawatihi. Allahumma kama lam tansa Hudayr, faj'al Hudayran la yansaak. All praise and glory belongs to my Allah, who from above his arsh and from above the seven heavens remembered me. O Allah, as you have not forgotten Hudayr, let Hudayr never forget you also. When the Sahabi brings back this message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is what he had to say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if only you could see, if only you could see that the whole earth was lit up with the noor of these kalimat. Why akhirat had become the object? Jannatu adni yadkhulunaha wa man salaha min abaihim wa azwajihim wa dhurriyatihim wal malaikatu yadkhuluna alayhim min kulli bab. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbad dar. Allah says, Jannat Adn, Jannatul Firdaus, the highest Jannat. Inna fil Jannati la mi'ata daraja a'addaha Allah lil mujahideen fi sabilillah. In Jannat are 100 ranks which Allah has prepared specially for those who will strive in the path of Allah. Jannat Adn, they will enter therein. Inna fil jannati hawra ismuha laiba. In Jannat is one hoor, her name is Laiba. Idha mashat masha an yameeniha sab'una alfa wasifa wa an shimaliha sab'una alfa wasifa. And she will walk, on her right side will be 70,000 hoors, servants. And on her left side will be 70,000. Mattubun fi nahriha. In one riwayat it comes written on her chest. And one riwayat it comes written on her forehead. Are the words, Aina al-amiruna bil-ma'rufi wal-nahuna anil munkar. Where are those who engage in establishing the deen of Allah, who enjoin good and forbid evil? Jannat Adn, Jannatul Firdaus, they will enter therein. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ. And not only them, but their wives made sabr, their children made sabr. Their wives also, their children also, will be joined with them in Jannat. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. And the angels of Allah will be entering from every door and every direction. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace. Peace be upon you. Salam for you. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. No vain talks, every direction it will be salam, salam, salam. And above all that, the accolade, salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Each one individually, Allah will greet him. Allah will say salam. Ayyub alayhi salam was asked, when he had regained or recovered from his sickness, that, "Oh Ayyub, do you remember the days of your sickness?" Such a sickness he was given, that worms had entered his entire body, till it had become filled with acrid and foul smell, and pieces of flesh used to fall off his body. 18 years he suffered like this. So they asked him that, "Do you remember the days of your sickness?" He said, "I enjoyed those days more than the days of my health." So they asked him, "Why?" He said, "On each of those days, Allah would ask me that, 'Ayyub, how are you?' And the sweetness and ecstasy which I experienced in that, I have never experienced in anything. Such beauty, that there is an angel which from its creation till the moment when Allah will remove the veil from in front of him, this angel has only been in sajda, only been praising Allah from perpetuity, from its creation. When the veil is dropped from in front of Allah, then this angel will declare openly, "Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik, ma addayna ilayka kulla haqqik." For millions of years, this angel has only been praising Allah. When it will see Allah, it will say that, "Oh my Allah, I have not praised you as you ought to have been praised. I have not recognized you as you ought to have been recognized." Salam, peace directly from Allah. وَإِن لَمْ تَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُ لَكْ. And Allah says, if you will not be content with that which I have decreed for you, if you will not make my deen and my service your object, and you will make this dunya your object, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأُسَلِّطَنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا تَرْكُضْ فِيهَا رَقْضَ الْوُحُوشِ فِي الْبَرِيَّةِ وَمَا تَنَالَ مِنْهَا إِلَّا مَا قَسَمْتُ لَكْ وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَذْمُومًا. By the qasam of my izzat and my jalal, by the qasam of my might and my honor, I will set this world upon you. You will become the slaves of this world. You will chase and chase and chase, set targets, reach those targets and set new targets, reach those targets and set new targets. Keep moving the barrier. Keep moving the goalpost. Your day will be dunya. Your night will be dunya. Your health will be dunya. Your thinking will be dunya. Your fikr will be dunya. Your efforts will be dunya. This temporary, worthless, valueless world will become the sole object and direction of your effort. You will know no peace, no rest. Like an animal chases in the jungle, you will chase and chase. وَمَا تَنَالَ مِنْهَا إِلَّا مَا قَسَمْتُ لَكْ. But you will still not get anything more than that which I have decreed for you. وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَذْمُومًا. You will be cursed in the heavens and you will be cursed on this earth. This insan and this ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's qasam was never sent to make this world his object. Our day, our night, our fikr, our goal.